Thank you, Chair. Mr. Chairman, my delegation wishes to begin by thanking Mr. Volkertrack, Assistant High Commissioner for Protections, for the presentation of the report on international protections, which is the fundamental mandate of UNHCR, based on the concept in international cooperation, solidarity, and burden sharing. We highly appreciate the content of this report, a clear reflection of the developments on international protection challenges covering the period of 2015, May 2016, period in which we continued to witness an unprecedented mixed movement of refugees, IPDs, and migrants. Wars, conflicts, and persecution have forced more people to flee their homes and seek refuge and safety elsewhere than at any other time since the Second World War. It is an undeniable fact that the depths of the rule of the law is underworth violent conflicts for depriving people from enjoying their rights. People, including persons of concern to each other, have their rights significantly limited through the restriction of freedom. In the past 5 years, at least 15 conflicts have erupted, one originated in Asia, Africa, Middle East, one in Europe, and three in Asia. This may explain the reason why less and less refugees have been returned to their home countries. The level of refugees return are the lowest in the last 31 years of all operations worldwide. The eruption of origination and the violent conflict mean that in the absence of the legal framework for international protection at the sea, thousands more may opt for mixed movements using same ways with all protection risks involved. Some suffer at the hands of the unscrupulous human traffickers, others are smuggled, trafficked, and subject to humiliation, sexual abuses, exploitation, forced labor, or slavery-like form of employment. The international community should join hands in addressing the problem, for deterrence of any unilateral actions would only increase the resort to illegal migration and modification of routes, as we just saw last week in the Red Sea, at the time protection sensitive response and are in demand. Mr. Chairman, we need to put in place more comprehensive approach to the ending of refugee and immigration movements, premising on the international law and on strong international cooperation, solidarity, and burden sharing, especially beginning at regional level. Many of the drivers and our root cause are systematic and can no longer be handled with the piecemeal and the short-term approach. It is also important to redouble effort to facilitate the safe, orderly, and responsible mobility envisioned in 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The agenda provides a historic opportunity to shift the world to sustainable and resilient paths to development in a way that no one will be left behind. The problem of refugee and forced displacement should no longer be viewed solely as a humanitarian issue. 80% of the world's refugees and displaced are being hosted in the middle income and development countries and often compound development challenges these countries are facing. Development actors must play their part earlier in the displacement cycle, and refugees need to empower to become productive members of their host society. We also need to provide more opportunity for safe and legal migration at all skill levels, both to migrants and refugees, including for family reunion, higher education, and other purposes. Providing such avenues will make it less likely that people will resort to smuggler to move in irregular manner. We welcome the series of good practices of UNHCR to help states achieve the goals of its campaign launched in 2014 to end settlements with 10 years. We take this opportunity to inform this House that Mozambique, after acceding to the convention of this regard, is now in advanced process of ratification, hence contributing in the effort of international community to address this phenomenon. Mozambique will reasonably continue engaged in the debate of African Union draft protocol on the right to nationality, which once into force will contribute to uproot stateless in Africa, a phenomenon that affects about 10 million people worldwide. Mr. President, in connection with paragraph 14 of the report, we Mozambique will sort refugee in Malawi due to the political instability affecting the central part of our country. On this note, we first thank once again the prompt to solidarity provided to the donor community to address the need of our people in refugee. I wish to inform the executive committee that thanks to the joint effort deployed by the governor of government, UNHCR and Malawian authorities, thousands of Tete that share our border with Malawi. The remaining 105,000 will follow suit in due course. At this junction, we pay tribute to the 10 refugees hosting countries indicated in the report, especially those middle income and developing countries from sub-Saharan Africa, namely Chad, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda and Sudan. By concluding, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, we reiterate Mozambique's support to mandate of UNHCR and pledge our continued engagement in the work of the Executive Committee as we seek for the best strategy to cater for people to concern to UNHCR with the focus on international protection. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.